Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stanley Abraham and Realside. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Get involved, get engaged. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, if it's really what you want to do, what you think you ought to do. I mean, I'm not joking around. I'm seriously. I mean, some of you don't want to hear your voice. You tell me you don't like how you sound on the radio. Send me an email. I don't care. Really. You know, let me know a topic you want to discuss. Maybe somebody you want me to bring on the show. And, you know, I do the best I can. I do the best I can to try to bring them in. It doesn't always work out. Some people, you know, again, they might have a great book, but they really don't want to talk on the radio. They really don't want to be involved. Yeah. Whatever. Send me an email. Or if you want to be notified by text, you know, text message, text alert, whatever you want to call it, just text TRS. To 77222, TRS to 77222. And you'll just get a notice that the show's going on. And I don't even do it every night. I don't do it every night on purpose. I don't like it myself. I don't want you doing it to me either. You know, the most common email, voicemail, whatever that I'm getting these days, is a lot of you guys feel defeated, and defeated to the point where you really believe that physical violence is the only way out of this. And, you know, frankly, I'm not going to tell you it is or isn't. No joke. I don't know. I really don't know what it's going to take for us to win this back. Now, Rick Green, some of you know, he was on tonight doing his biblical citizenship and some of his other classes that he's doing right now. And, you know, he's saying there's a way to do this through a constitutional convention or a state convention. Constitutional state convention. Where the states make up or speak to what they want to do. And then it has to get ratified through the federal government. I don't know how that works for us. I don't know how well that's going to do for us. I don't know if these people will really even listen to us at this point. I'm not joking. I'm not trying to be mean or anything like that. Or make fun, for that matter. But I really think we don't know how to fight anymore. That's gone. That's all yesterday's news, if you would. We don't really know how to fight anymore, how to push through, how to give up, lose certain, I won't say lose rights, because I'm not suggesting we lose rights. But you shouldn't be afraid of fighting and pushing back. At least I don't think so. And as you are, take the constitutional coach class. You'll see it isn't that hard. It really isn't. Now, yeah, you've got a lot to lose if you know your boss finds out about it and he's a lunatic on the left. You know, but I don't know what to tell you. Is this how you want to live? Is this really the way you want to see things happening? You know, Biden's, State Department spokeswoman, she actually called the police the largest threat to U.S. national security. Right? This was in a 2016 post she did about genocide against blacks. So the police officers, their only role, their only goal, their only role, their only whatever, is to make sure they wipe out the black community. Which I think is hard. And they're putting these people in positions of authority. The Assistant Health and Human Services person needs help themselves. Help themselves. Jalina Porter, who has been named Deputy Spokesperson for the U.S. State Department, once wrote that the largest threat to U.S. national security may be a domestic one. In a Facebook post in 2016, Porter wrote, "The U.S. cops posted the largest national security threat, greater than both Russia hackers and ISIS, because of the killings of black Americans." Oh, God. Here we go again. They totally ignore the numbers, the real numbers. Totally. They ignore the percentages. They ignore the numbers. Where the black community isn't doing anything, or the administration and or the black community isn't even doing anything about what's going on in Chicago. What do we have? You had over 20 people shot this weekend, and the city has no guns, and four of them were killed. I mean, every single weekend, this is what happens there. The kids can't go outside and play. They can't hang out anywhere. They can't even sit in the living room and do their homework at the coffee table. Because we've got actually done stories about young people getting shot there as well. So they're not interested in the truth. They're interested in making you feel bad, having you scared, and operating out of total fear. And the only one that can save you, that can help you, is the government. Let that sink in for a minute. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. B is going to join me after the break. Dr. Bridget Melson, you all know who she is. And, you know, Dr. Bridget has been dealing with mental health for years, especially the mental health in teens. And though many, 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 many school board officials, school board, system administrators, and so on, they, some of them actually say that there's no real rise in suicide or depression in teens due to COVID. That it was already on the rise. Which is why we did all these wellness rooms and you know, we spent so much money on mental health and so forth. But not like it is now. Joe Pacino, your host, be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. B after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry history report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed
we are
her
back.
She kissed me.
God bless you. Like always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. Do the right thing. Seriously. You know, you've been talking about it. You guys get all winked out by what's going on. You're making me crazy, actually, but that's beside the point. Yes, nuts. You're right. You hit it right on the line. I'm watching this other person right now. I mean, hit it right on the head. I mean, you're making me nuts. Look. I understand we don't all have, what do they call it in the old days, strong constitutions, a strong backbone or whatever, but this isn't over. And again, as I keep telling you people, when it comes to what's taking place, the fights that need to take place, right, you think about what our founding fathers went through. Think about who they had to fight, who they were stuck, I won't say stuck, but who they had to come up against. Can you imagine those guys sitting in a room talking about who they were going to have to fight and then eventually go, my, they're really big. God, we're doomed. It's over. We would be bowing to the queen today. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. B joins me, as she does every week, Dr. Bridget Melson, and talk about the issues of the day, how she can help you through your, what do I want to say, people health issues and problems. I'm just trying to be, I don't even want to say politically correct. I don't want to get anybody upset because I want them to listen to you, Dr. B.
I don't even know what to say. Yeah, I'm just going to name it and claim it. It is mental health. I still love men. Men are great, fantastic. Mental health, that's what
well,
it is.
Well, I'll tell you, for me, the mental health issue, did you see, maybe you did, maybe you didn't, the piece on PETA and how, you know, by calling people chicken, calling slow people sloths. Did you see that? It is a sign of what they call it, species supremacy. That we actually think.
I can't even keep up with the lingo. You know, there's that Urban Dictionary, and each year, each generation, there is a new language, basically, you know, created all these different words. And the last generation, it was text, right? Is everybody learned this text code, and it wasn't all good, right? There were texts for suicide, anorexia, but also, the parents are here. Anyways, a whole language. It's impressive. I've read it, and it's impressive. And now it's cancel culture language. It hurts my head. And more what they're saying, I just read an article about now they're saying that Lincoln never did anything for African Americans. Really?
Yeah.
They can prove? Again, hurts my head because it's all psychological warfare. It is. And that's why, someone asked me, a liberal, and they didn't even know me. They're like, hey, I saw you, you know, you Dr. B, but you're all political. Why? Get the two don't go together. You know, politics and psychology. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me? That's all the left does is use psychology to completely brainwash you. And it's 100%. So, yeah.
Yeah, it is really irritating when you're talking to these people and they have nothing. I mean, for all intents and purposes, let's just be honest about it. They have nothing. They have no reason as to why they believe what they believe. There's, you know, they scream at us about science. Who's the guy? The Health and Human Services guy. Remember him? Right? The new one?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
The assistant to the health secretary, that one?
Yeah. Right?
The guy girl?
I saw him. But here's the thing that bothers me the most. He's dressed up as a little girl. He's like a five-year-old girl.
I mean, seriously, because there's no dignified woman that would wear anything that he wears. So you're right. It is literally more like a five-year-old than no. And you know, every time I see him, and boy, are they putting him out there. And you've got to know that the media is not doing this because they believe that's okay. But I look and I, you know, there's a sadness in my heart because I'm like, what? This man has a mental disorder. Never mind the spiritual issue going on, but he has an undiagnosed, I don't know, we can all see it. And never mind his health issues from looking at him, but it's like, come on. I just, half the people that so far that Joey has, you know, brought in, appointed, just looking at their Twitter accounts, knowing a bit about who they were before, a lot of them, I won't say all, appear to have psychological issues. There's such narcissism and we see manic rants on Twitter and social media, and it's just, and people just applaud this as what I believe the Bible says is going to happen. But from a psychological, you know, point of view and perspective, it's frightening. It's frightening because people are believing it and people are buying it and eating it up. And
what's really scary, though, is the hate. And when you have hate like that,
yeah.
right?
And you know me, I don't call it hate. I call it contempt.
Right.
It's beyond hate to me. Hate to me is more of a surface emotion. I know it's not a good emotion, you know, but it's a surface emotion. Contempt hits you where your heart is. It goes down to your character, the character of who you are. And that is when you want to pursue somebody and a cause and something over and over and over until you break them down. That's contempt. And so that's why I don't even say it's hate anymore. It's not hate speech. It's contempt speech. And that in and of itself becomes a psychological issue and disorder. Having that much contempt in your heart that it will start to actually change your brain and change your character and change, you know, that's just a personality issue. And those don't go away. Once you get that far into it, it is very difficult to reverse that. And I'm just seeing that the left is just, the lid is open, and they're just all, everything's hanging out. They don't even hide. They don't even try to be couth anymore. It's
no, you're exactly right. There's no niceties whatsoever. And their attitude is, look, I'm right, you're wrong, end of discussion. And you're too, who was the senator from Hawaii, and she basically said the reason we don't reason that we don't like them, trust them, is because we're dumber than they are. They're more educated,
right.
They're smarter. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, talk about being fully yourself. And that's, frankly, that's what makes people dangerous. When you have that kind of attitude, that is very dangerous, is it not?
Right. No, are you talking about Hirono?
Yeah.
Yeah. She is, boy, over the years, you know, and I've watched her just kind of go inside of herself. It's an ugly thing.
Is that what you call that? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another COVID vaccine could soon come before the Food and Drug Administration for approval. Johnson & Johnson is close to submitting data asking the FDA for an emergency use authorization. The one-shot vaccine is less effective at producing immunity from the virus than existing vaccines, But Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN that it is effective against severe illness from COVID, and that's what should be focused on.
I think you have to point out the fact that what the J&J has shown to be in the study that just came out is that it is quite effective in preventing severe disease, including hospitalizations and deaths. So it's a single dose vaccine. And if you want to not get seriously ill or die, that is a good vaccine and its value added.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls.
We're back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I want you to be involved, engaged, listen to what we're saying, listen to what's going on. I mean, seriously, the only way you win is to get engaged. The only way you win is to get involved. I've got Dr. B with me, Dr. Bridget Melson. Always love having her on with me because, look, you guys, this weekend was a crazy weekend where we're watching our, I won't say our country is being sold at this point in time, but it will be. It'll be on the auction block here. Shortly, but when you look at what's going on, many of you are concerned about what you see happening around the Capitol, the fence going up, and now Pelosi and the rest of the psychos in the asylum are thinking that maybe the wall should stay up permanently. I mean, the walls, you know, the ones that don't work, and maybe the soldiers should stay there in D.C. This is really scary. It's extremely scary, actually. Dr. B joins me, and, you know, there are a lot of people concerned about that. I mean, there are a lot of people hunkered down in fear right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't tell them something. Make them feel good.
Yeah, I don't have to say the little I do. I never am without anything to say. I did write an article. You guys can go to politicalvanguard.com and find the article. Just on what's going on with emotions and COVID and kids and what y'all need to know. You are specifically at risk, just so you know, just to not freak you out, but if you are a single parent or a grandparent household with kids, because they're the ones that are suffering. You know, it's interesting. I was watching one of the hearings where they were talking about It was a statewide. It was for Texas. It's a new thing they're doing. I love it. And they are allowing all state officials, local, state, and federal officials, but within Texas, so the Senate and Congress, just talk about what kids need and serving. Man, Texas is on it. We're really trying to serve all of our families, all of our school districts, keep kids in school. Our rates, you know, and we've been open. We've never really shut down for a few months. That was it last spring. But our rates are lower than California, right? Who y'all have been shut down, locked up, and throw away the key, and you still have rising COVID rates. Blows my mind. But this was crazy.
Yeah, go ahead.
It is, and I'm going to work with them on the mental health crisis that is now going on. and will continue. But part of that is not these families and these homes not being able to get internet service or fast enough, because we have a lot of country and farm out there that those kids still need to go to school. And it was awesome to have some of the parents on and the city and county representatives saying, you know, this is what we need. This is a real crisis. And it was the first, what a brilliant thing to do. If you're not doing it in your state, write your, you know, local officials, start with city council, then go to your state representatives and then on to your federal representatives. But just tell them that you want to be engaged. And this is where I love Texas, always thinking out of the box. And we don't stop. We're not giving up. And it was a chance to have just to get together and with a few representatives and say, what is the need? And the need is mental health. These kids are still struggling, even though they've been in school. You know, we've done a little bit of part-time and this and that, and COVID, the fears of it, because it's still all over the news. The other thing was internet services and you know, making it faster and making sure everybody's got the amount that they need. Just little things like that make these families so happy, and it just brings smiles to the faces of you know, these families. So just to your point, Joe, that you're saying, do something. I just today started watching the school board, you know, from two different school districts. I just got it up online super easy so I can know and be involved with what's going on, because it will help me as a councilwoman as well. Tomorrow I'm going down to the office, you know, into the city offices and just stick my nose in everything, talk to the, you know, police, and you're allowed to do all of this. You don't have to be on city council to do this, but just know what's going on, because our community members are hurting. And it was really eye-opening to see from a mental health professional perspective that this one lady who was a representative of her community, and I don't know what her position was, but she was an older woman, and she was so articulate and so on top of it. And she goes door to door to see what people need. And then, you know, and she's in an older part of town where people aren't as connected to their city council members or their school board. And then she puts it all together, and then she goes and presents it. You can do that. Just go get to know your neighbors. It will help. It'll help them. Anything, any kind of interaction, you know, that's face-to-face, it's so helpful. And you can wear a mask if, you know, there are older people or people, you know, more prone. Do what you need. None. We're really not at all. We wear them into the store and hang them on our ears.
People, Dr. B, you know, I got to wear a mask all the time. The little kids that have a mask on all the time, I mean, you're becoming a faceless, expressionless society, you know?
So true, yes. And I make it a point. Well, I wear it on my ear. I wear my mask.
Yeah.
On my ear.
Like an earring. I do say that.
Yeah. Yeah, mostly it's okay. I went into Kohl's, and I hate it because I'm not going to Kohl's or Bed Bath & Beyond or Target or Starbucks.
There you go.
I haven't gone to a Target in 9 years now, or a Starbucks,
wow.
And now Kohl's and Bed Bath & Beyond are off my list. But I had to go return something that Amazon, which I'm going to get rid of next. Anyway, I walked in and, you know, put my little mask on my ear. Oh, and this lady just followed me. One of the workers and managers followed me through the entire store. And she's like, ma'am, you got to put that on. I'm like, you see this Mike Lindell pillow? Come here. No, just kidding. But so I put it on, and, you know, the minute she walked away, I'm trying to be good. But, you know, I can't breathe. Literally, I get like,
yeah,
dizzy. I don't know if it's psychosomatic or what, but I get dizzy. So I popped it back off and walked around the corner, and there she was. She's like, ma'am. I'm like, oh my gosh. It's very rare in Texas to have somebody that on it, but it made me have anxiety. So I can only imagine in California.
I can just look at them and say, look, if I don't get enough oxygen, you're going to have to pick up this 285-pound guy off the floor. Is this really where you want to go?
Yeah, I say that when I get my going to get my hair done, because they're like, it's got to be up to here and here, and I'm like, dude,
no. Yeah.
I'm not
gonna do it.
I will get my, I just said I'm medically exempt, and they just let me in, so.
No, I want to have some of these exemption, mask exempt tags made, you know, that you can wear around your neck like they do the IDs.
That's right.
You know, just so you know, I have special health conditions that you have no legal right to ask what they are. And so I can't wear the mask, or I'll die or pass out right here on the floor. One of the two.
Pick something up.
They can't ask you. Not California. I don't know if it's federal or what, but they can't ask you what's wrong with you.
No, illegal. And she didn't. I've got pandemic osmoso. What? I don't know. Yeah.
Give me some real, like, freaky term I can use that will scare them from even coming close enough to ask me a second time what that means.
I want them to look at me and go,
oh, okay, well, you just go about your business. I'll stay over here.
I will find some for you. I am. During the next break, I'm going to find something completely to you. Yeah. there's a new study, by the way, out, and I didn't want to gloss over all of the true despair. They're calling it a mental health despair pandemic, and, wow. And it is – yeah, it's pretty serious. So there was an increase from 10% in February of 2020 to 60% in deaths of despair is what they call it. So it's not just suicides. It's literally if you were depressed long enough and lonely, your body will shut down. You know, it's this whole mind over matter thing. And if you don't have it, your body will shut down. And that's what they're calling it. The majority of the deaths of despair, this is a study out of University of Chicago, and these are people – non-COVID deaths, per se, right?
Okay.
So they didn't have the virus, but they're calling it COVID death because it's death of despair. And the number one age range is 15 to 55, and it's men. So it's just a new study that's been going on almost a year right now. And it says from March onward, there have been approximately 250,000 people that were monitored, and 17,000 of them died of death of despair.
Now,
so to me,
but doesn't that add to their ability to heal? If somebody's already depressed, already in the gutter mentally,
yes.
And then they
yes.
find out that they have COVID-19 or they think they have it, that'll cause the downfall demise faster, won't it?
Yes, and this is from drug overdose, alcohol abuse, suicide. These are all of these things. And part of it is that they couldn't get to groups. They couldn't get to face-to-face counselors. They couldn't get to their loved ones, and it all contributed to it. So it was really interesting that from 2017 to 2020, these deaths of despair went up 60%. And just things like that, it continues to prove our point. What you've been saying, what I've been saying, that it is a thing. It is a thing. And
yep.
These liberal governors are not
helping. Don't want to hear it. They just don't want to hear it. All right.
No.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming. We're about to be on the other side of the break. Grab a drink, heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, whatever it takes, and come on back. We'll miss you. I know where you live, so I'll come get you. All right, you have to talk amongst yourselves for a minute. I'll be right back.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. market. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The truth. We are back. Off, I checked. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Come on. I tell you this all the time. You guys should be able to recite this along with me. Get involved. Get engaged. Okay? Do something. Get away from the Facebook keyboard because they're not helping you. You may think you're pounding away and making headway. You might find with even with 100,000 followers, you're only getting to about three people. I mean, he's on every Thursday night. Alfonso Rachel. You guys all know who he is. And he was, at one point in time, he was getting 30, 40, 50,000 views per video that he put up. If he could get 10 in the last couple of months, that was a big deal. We were all excited. So was he. They are squelching you. So why scream into the wind when there's nobody there to listen and you're not really changing anything? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Let me bring on Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does it every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Help kick off the week. Give you guys something positive and happy to look forward to, right? You are, aren't you?
Yes. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Yes. I got to pull that song up. I know what that is.
Yes.
Oh, listen. I got every one of those videos. Every one of them.
I believe you. I'm not even going to argue with you.
It was a demented time in my life when I was programming, and it was the only relief I got. those guys in Pinky and the Brain. Okay? And I was so sick at one, people don't even know what I'm talking about. I was so sick at one time, since you know a little bit about technology, I used to name my servers after them. Stempleton J Cat.
Again,
and,
I believe you.
Right? Oh, my God. All right, anyway, we'll get back to reality now. See, I need this stuff rolling around in my head. It's what keeps me sane, believe it or not.
Yes, nowadays, it's, I can't judge. I'm not judging anybody for anything that they have to do to survive and bring a little joy to their heart. Yes. I am just scrolling, and of course it's the New York Times. This is an article, I'll say. It must be like an op-ed. An article that just came out. I study suicide and I love it. I'm a sick person, but it's to help everybody. And it is now saying that COVID is causing more suicides in black people than white, that it's basically a racist virus. So I don't like making fun of suicide, and I don't think that it picks, you know, certain people. It just, I've lost friends, I've lost clients, and just when they talk about these, you know, factors, and bring in, you know, the culture and the color of your skin, it just unnerves me. So it's brand new, and I'm just trying to read through it, so it just caught my eye for a second. So,
but they usually say when they're going down that road, okay, it makes me nuts, because when they go down that road, what they say is, the reason is because they don't have as whether it's black or Hispanic or Asian, or that they don't have as much access to mental health professionals or something along those lines, and that's why. But they never use that in the byline. They never use that in the first few lines. You have to actually read the whole story to find out that that's kind of the road they go down, you know, right?
Well, yeah, and I've read the whole thing, just finished it, and they're not even saying that. They don't even mention that, but they do. You're correct. They say the people who normally, the groups that normally have an elevated risk, right, are the LGBT community, because they have, you know, multi-mental issues going on, Native Americans and military personnel. But they cannot, in this study, figure out why African Americans are now, and I'm like, I have to read even stupid articles like this that to me it just causes more alarm, right? And it causes people to have more reason to fight, because now you're going to divide even further and have a group of people that think somehow that this is truthful, that they, just because they're African American, they're getting less services, right, on purpose, and it just causes division. And that is kind of my point, is don't read this junk, guys. I mean, even though they're backing it up with JAMA, you know, the Journal of Medical Association, it's all... The APA, everything is so liberal that it makes my job very difficult, but you're welcome, because I sift through all of this to help you all and help families. And my newest article that you can find on my Facebook page will help you guys, because it's really from reputable sites.
Is there any place else that might be able to find it if they've abandoned Facebook?
Yeah, politicalvanguard.com. It's on there. Yeah.
There you go. I'll go grab it and put it up on the Real Side site too.
So okay,
there'll be multiple places you guys can go get it, because that's really
it what gives you.
You know,
and it's really good. It tells you exactly what we're gonna look, what life is gonna look like for our kids in the next 10 years, as far as mental illness and drug and alcohol abuse. It's a thing, and so parents need to be on it more than ever. You've got to really pay attention to the signs, right? Withdrawing. I'm just reading another article. So withdrawing, not being, you know, hungry, different sleep habits, giving away their things, just a change in personality. Look for that. And that it's not – middle schoolers are going to act all over the place. So if they're in middle school, ignore it unless they're suicidal or say that they're really sad.
And what about the kids that were B plus, A-minus students, now are struggling to get a D plus or a C, for that matter? I mean, you can imagine what they're going through, right?
Give them a break, yes. And then, of course, Joy Behar, did you see what she said about all these kids?
Oh, God.
She said that every single kid, we just need to freeze it, and everybody needs to go back a year. Retention for everybody. So, Yeah, that's what she said needs to happen. And so she's working
for everybody. Okay.
Yes, yeah, she said, we've lost this year. To be fair, even the A kids, you know, or the richer kid, or whatever the nonsense she's putting out there, she said that every single child should just do last year over because it really doesn't count. And so she's working with legislators to try to force that. And I'm like, good luck. Kids, that's a school district issue.
The kids that busted hump. Now, the funny thing about it is I pulled up an article about 2 months ago that charter schools, they were doing well. They were doing much better than traditional public schools because this was something they were already doing. Their kids normally, you know, the whole advent of the charter school. But these kids normally don't spend 8 hours or 6 hours in the same chair all day or in a chair all day. So they were already used to doing some type of distance learning to begin with.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of the regular public schools stepping up and doing it the right way, taking a lead from these people.
It's unbelievable. Regression is the progressive way, right? Because, you know, they want you back in school. They want this whole regression thing. They want to get your kids to fear things like this, mm-hmm. to be soft and not go through. She basically says, close all the schools now. Just let them chill out the rest of the year, because, yeah, that's working. Suicide rate up at least 36%. And then have them all do the year again because they're poor anxiety. They're just freaking out. Really? You tell a senior he has to do school again, talk about anxiety and depression, because I have one. He'd lose his mind. He's working his butt off. So, yeah, that's what she said. And she said she's pushing for it, and it's time to be forced to repeat the school year.
So instead of going to school for 12 years that they hate to begin with, now they're going to go to school for 13 years. You know, they're going to love that one, right?
After this pandemic, right? After all of the junk they have endured, I'm saying let them just do what they need to do, get them through this year, and open everything and let them go play. Gosh. Anyway, yeah.
You've already figured out that the numbers don't matter. You've already figured this out.
It's right. The numbers are different every day, right? Every day. Everybody says something different. Fauci says something different. Everybody. And so, you know, all the mental health professionals can't agree. Nobody can. And that is why I continue to sift through and find, after 25 years of working in this industry, what works. And I'm going with the numbers, and I'm going – and everybody I've treated – it works. Everything I have researched and the plan I put into place, it works. So I'm telling you, get with somebody that's not going to do all this progressive nonsense. Watch who you are listening to, not this. It's just unbelievable that this is splashed all over, you know, the news waves. People will start to believe it and think about it.
Well, CNN is the most trusted name in news, isn't it?
There's no way. Anyway. Still? Right? Really?
It's just amazing. It's always amazing to me. They speak with such authority and such truth. They must know what they're talking about.
I feel like if David Koresh was alive today, he you know, people would be like, oh, maybe he had something. It's a cult following people, and it's so interesting that they say that about us, you know, and people who voted for Trump. All right, we're not like bowing down to the statue of Trump. We have our own God. That's where we go. It's so opposite. Everything they say about us, it's such a psychological mind, you know what, that they do. Right. It's just a number. And more stepping out and saying that our kids need to be reeducated in these camps.
But the ignorant people take that and go, well, it's no big deal. They're just talking about helping your kids get through. And you explain to them, no, it's not true. You know, in the next hour, I'm going to play some clips on how crazy and how uninformed our parents are. And it's really scary. Tell people where they can find you.
True that. DrB.com. DrBradio.com.
Dr. B, there you go. Okay.
Let me go too fast.
Trouble Senior Host, you're stuck with me for the whole hour next hour. And, yeah, we're going to hear from some stupid people. We're going to have some really stupid legislators, too. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.